By the slimmest of margins, members of the legislature's nonpartisan Government Oversight Committee voted today to endorse an agency probe. That probe concluded that Governor Paula Page's threat to withhold funding from the Goodwill Hinckley School did influence the school's decision to fire House Speaker Mark Eaves as its president. The 7-5 vote by the legislature's Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability balanced concerns over LePage's alleged abuse of power against the fairness of the hiring process that gave Eaves the job in the first place. A.J. Higgins has more.
The report from OPEGA did not suggest any wrongdoing by members of the LePage administration or the governor himself, for that matter. But critics point to the governor's threats to withhold funding from various groups and agencies as blazing a dangerous path.
I worry about the precedent this case sets if this kind of executive action becomes the new normal.
Senator Roger Cates of Augusta was the lone Republican on the Government Oversight Committee who sided with Democrats to produce a 7-5 vote endorsing the findings of OPEGA investigators that the charter school at Goodwill Hinckley in Fairfield withdrew a job offer to Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves after LePage threatened to withhold $530,000 in state funds. LePage, who has clashed with Eaves over various issues at the State House, claims Eaves was not qualified to hold the job. During an October hearing, Goodwill Hinckley Chairman Jack Moore told Cates and others that LePage's threat would have cost the school millions more and other lost grants, prompting the decision to rescind its job offer to Eaves. Cates says LePage's brand of political intimidation cannot be tolerated.
Are we entering an era when private institutions will feel a need to give politicians a veto power over their internal hiring decisions?
Democrats on the committee quickly fell behind Cates, saying that the governor had abused his power too many times and that the OPEGA report accurately captured the sequence of events leading to the hiring and subsequent firing of Eaves. Some Democrats said LePage had committed an ethical breach by threatening to defund the school, but Democratic State Senator Chris Johnson of Somerville says the governor's actions were at odds with the state's best interests.
That's not the way politics is supposed to work. This is not a fiefdom. This is representative government.
Five Republicans on the 12-member committee substantially agreed with most of the narrative presented by OPEGA investigators, but they refused to endorse a section of the report that found the Goodwill Hinckley board had followed a rigorous and fair hiring process in selecting Eaves as its president. They cited the testimony last month of Bill Brown, a top House Democratic staffer who also chairs the charter school board at Goodwill Hinckley. Republican Representative Deb Sanderson of Chelsea says that while Brown recused himself on the vote to hire Eaves, he played a pivotal role in preparing his State House boss for the job interview.
He himself admitted, when I asked, did you offer advice or tips to Speaker Eaves? And he said, yes, he coached him on what the school was looking for, his strong points.
But Thomaston Representative Chuck Krueger, the Democratic House Chair of the Oversight Committee, says Republicans are missing the point.
It is not about anybody's qualifications for a job. It's about whether or not a threat was made to Goodwill Hinckley.
The committee will meet again next month to decide on the substance of its final report on the matter that will be forwarded to legislative leaders. Majority Democrats in the House are receiving requests from some members to initiate impeachment proceedings against LePage. The governor's office characterized the OPEGA report as, quote, little more than a political witch hunt triggered by overreaching politicians who have a history of leading attacks on the governor. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.